Hello everyone on Audio Boo. This has been a pretty long day for me, and you can probably tell that by the sound of my voice. I'm thoroughly exhausted. We had a great weekend though. I will be posting more Audio Boos shortly. One is from yesterday. Jeremy got baptized. There were other people that got baptized as well, but for the sake of me having the free account, I'm only going to present audio from when Jeremy was baptized. And not that I don't think anybody else's, it's not that I don't think anybody else's baptism is important. I think they're all important in special ways, and we want to make sure that we have all of them documented and make sure that they're all special. But I will also be posting audio boos with a friend of mine. She was over about a week ago, and her dog and my dog, they played and they had a great time, and we all had fun. And so I'll be posting more audio boos on that. So look out for more stuff coming up. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow after Apple's event. I'm quite tired. But the one fun thing I wanted to post tonight was, it's actually quite interesting. Zappa has an amazing personality, and he would groan often in church. And I just started going to school with him. Today was my second day of college. And not only does he groan in church, but man, he groans during all the lectures. And he groans at some of the most inopportune times. And we sit in the government class, we sit up in the front row. So he groans like right at the teacher when she's talking. And I'm going to post to you, it's one audio file, but there are two clips. Now, I'm going to post, because I didn't want to post the whole lecture for one, for want of time, you know, and for two, I didn't think you guys wanted to listen to an entire lecture. But the main reason I'm posting it, there are two short clips in this audio file, and in both, Zappa groans at some interesting time. Some student was asking a question, and as soon as he pretty much finished his question, Zappa groaned. And then the teacher was talking about some other student who had to be home in time for an election for her country. Now, you'll get an idea of what it sounds like when you listen to it, but I want you guys to listen to it. And these were pretty loud, audible groans. You'll hear them very well. Anyway, take care, and I will post more here on Audio Boo. Thanks, and have a great night.
Now, we do not have a law in this country that penalizes you if you don't vote. Some democracies do. That if you don't vote, in some democratic countries, if you don't vote, you pay a fine. And I had a student 1 year from Brazil. I don't know if anybody here is familiar with Brazilian law, but she told me that if she wasn't home for the national election, they would take her passport away. Now, I did not research that to verify it after my harangue this morning at the start of class about the media. But she did say they would take her passport away, and so she had to take her exam early. I trusted her. I gave her the exam early. But there are some countries who will penalize you if you do not vote. Now, this chapter kind of runs around a bit, and I'm never sure whether I should follow the order of the reading or whether I should try to group them in more related topics. Today we're following the order of the reading, so I'm going to jump back to something we've sort of talked about before. Was there a question, though, before I did? All right. What was that?
Questions about the reading or what you just mentioned?
Or what I just mentioned, doesn't matter. You have a question you want to raise?
Oh, I was just wondering if we're going straight into the reading after this.
This is the reading.
Oh, I see.
All these things were discussed in the book.
Conflict specific.
Well, what's the question? I mean, you say, are we going into the reading? What more about the reading?
I was curious about, if you're going to explain how the opening of the chapter mentioned how the conflict is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was curious if you had any insight that you would be sharing as to what's
good question. I don't know if everybody heard it, but the book mentions a conflict is ongoing. So the question is, am I going to comment on what Congress or the Senate is doing about conflict now? When we talk about conflict and compromise, and